This is a continuation of the March 23, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 438 for property ID 122-157-010. The property is owned by John H. Anderson, Jr. and Elizabeth E. Anderson. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so I'll hand it back to the board.
Since there is no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is the March 23rd, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us is a late file. It's for property ID 262-372-000. The property is owned by Nephi Wenholz. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present as an appellant, so I will go ahead and read through this. It is a request for reconvening using reason number one. It says, I did not get a tax assessment of my property. It may have been stolen from my mail. The amount that my value went up is outrageous. I would have contested the value as seen as if I had seen it, which I am doing now. Don't have anything else in there, but let me just double check that they were the owner. Does sound like they were. Yes, the last sale of the property was 2021, so this person would have owned it in the assessment year.
So they didn't get their notice of value.
Right.
Well,
okay.
Sounds good.
Okay, and then Dan, I'll have you close it. We're good.
Close that.
This is a continuation of the March 23rd, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us is petition number 436 for property ID 634-72886. The property is owned by Alan S. McLean and Diana S. McLean. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Alan McLean present over video chat for the appellant. So I know we don't have your video feed. That's totally fine. But do go ahead and raise your right hand, and we'll get you sworn in.
Okay, I'm raising my right hand.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to let you further explain your appeal.
So I found three comparables. Part of the problem is, you know, I've done this before. I've tried to find homes within half a mile of where I live. So I did find three that are of a similar build quality and a similar size. And the only difference on this year's is the adjustments, the value adjustments, which was new to me. So I made some estimates, educated estimates, if you will, on what I thought the adjustments should be on, like, construction quality. A couple of the houses are good plus, one is good minus, one is good. The one that's closest probably to my home is the second one, which is 1875 East Bartlett Court. And it's a similar size. It's just a little different. The basement is actually bigger than the living area. But other than that, it's pretty comparable. But I guess my question is, do you have any questions on, you know, the things I used as value adjustments? Because the way I did it, I assume every house has got, you know, there's the cost of the land, there's the profit of the builder, there's the HVAC equipment and the appliances, that's kind of a given. And so from there, it really boils down to the square footage. And, you know, is it bigger or smaller? Is the garage bigger or smaller? So after I kind of pulled out all of the common things, like I said, HVAC and appliances and lot and the hookup fees from the city, I came up with, on a garage, a difference of $50 a square foot, plus or minus, and on the actual home size, it was $100 a square foot. And then for things like age, you know, I just took $6,000 a year. So if it was $6,000 a year older, I subtracted $1,200. Actually, I added $12,000 to my house. So after I did all that, I came up with an adjusted total at the bottom, and then I took the average of all three, and that's what I put as the assessment on my house, which is, you know, within $100,000 of the assessor's property value, but I think it better reflects the market in this area.
The only thing I would say is that it is on the time adjustment that you did from sales date, that the county, in their study of time adjustments, came up with a 21% change from beginning year to end of the year in property values. Average for the county. That doesn't mean La Center was 12% or 21%, but that's the average for the whole county. And that's what they would use if they were time adjusting a property. They would use a 12% rate. And you, I don't know what you used. Something.
Well, the time adjustment was when the house was built, not when it's sold. So I do try to find sales that are as close to the January 1 assessment date as possible. So if you look at the first sales, it's basically a month away. And if you look at the second one, it's actually later in 2022. And again, that was the house that I thought was closest to mine. And it's, you know, sold for $748. So I guess if the county assessor is going to say it's 21% based on a year, let's say that's 1.7% per month, then that value should actually be dropped by 7.5%, which would be roughly $50,000. So that means my house is probably higher than it should
be. First of all, the county would not accept a sale in April of 22. They only go through the first quarter of the next year, so they would not even accept that as a valid sale. We generally look at those and discount them a bit because of the difference in time frame, because we don't have a time study for that particular year, because, you know, in 2022 the market stabilized a little bit, and actually I started to drop in some cases. So
yeah, once interest rates started going up, yeah, prices came down a bit.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know what you would use on that one. I mean, you might go one way or the other. I know you got $25,000, and I probably would just take that out altogether. Anyway, I'm just telling you that for the other two, obviously it makes a difference, a little bit of difference in the value. Okay. I mean, I think you did a good job of doing that. I mean, that's the only thing you can do is your best estimate of what those values are and adjust accordingly. And you've done better than most people do.
Well, thank you. Like I said, I tried to put some thought into it.
No, very well thought out. All right. I don't have any other questions. I'm I know that. Any questions, Lisa, John?
No, I don't have any questions.
No, I don't have any questions on it. I think it looks good report. It's fine.
Okay.
I will, we'll get together. I will bring up one incident, if you don't mind. So a couple years ago when I did a Board of Equalization request, the county came back, the assessor's office, and they were pulling comparables out of Ridgefield, Washington, 8 miles away. So I hope they aren't still using that tactic, but I found it fairly distasteful that they would take a totally different city in tax and neighborhood environment and use those as comparables to my house.
I agree with you, because I think Ridgefield is a totally different marketplace than Listen to. I mean, at least from my experience in looking at this stuff, it's a different marketplace. I agree.
All right, I just wanted to get that on record.
Yeah, I don't know what they're using. You'd have to go on the website and then pull up what they're using for comparables in on your property. You know, on the first page of the website, it has a place where you can look up other properties that are considered comparables, and that's what the county's database would be based on.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time. As I said, P.O. Box 503 is fine. Let me know what you guys think, and have a good day. Otherwise, I assume we're done.
You'll hear from us within. Yeah, you'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the March 23rd, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15-minute schedule for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 427 for property ID 829-890-87. The property is owned by Asaba C. McCobie and Kimberly L. McCobie. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Kimberly McCobie present over video chat for the appellant. So go ahead and raise your right hand. We'll get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. Unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. Everything that I have to explain, because there was a written statement that you cannot present any new evidence, is basically in what I wrote in the appeal response, as well as the bid for repairs to our home. And so would you like me to go through those, or have you already gone through those?
We've gone through them, but you can point out anything you want us to take special attention to.
I think it may all be equal attention. Basically, our house is older, and so to be measured against newer houses, especially when I've been in some of our newer neighbors' houses, and ours is nowhere near that, I just don't think it would sell on the market for the same price. It's very dated downstairs. We did do an addition in 2010 or 11 upstairs, but the downstairs still doesn't match the upstairs. We've done some basic little surface things like painting our kitchen cabinets, but it's still the original old cabinets and things like that. And I sent pictures and an estimate from a contractor to update all those outdated items and broken things in the house. When you walk into our house, it's evident that it's dated. When you walk in, it looks like kind of a cave. It's the older 1970s ceiling, popcorn ceilings, and it feels like it's very, very small. So a buyer, if they go and look at multiple houses on the same day, they're going to walk in ours and say, there's no way this meets the same price range as the ones we've seen before or after. Let's see. I did my best with trying to find other houses, but because ours is so old and we put the small addition on the top in 2010, it's really difficult to find anything that's similar. We do have 0.3 acres. And so some of the properties that were used in the assessor's response were much bigger properties. So I listed in that first one So we have outdated fireplaces. The one in the picture that looks mostly black and then gold, I spray painted that because it's all 70s gold. Removing old doors inside and out. You can see behind me this curtain is hiding our old mirrored closet doors. I mean, everything is outdated. And I believe the assessor's response said, we assume the downstairs has been updated along with the 2010 remodel, and it wasn't. Then they also said that they cannot count the driveway, which is completely dilapidated. It's not in the newest additional materials presented. I presented it with the original appeal, and they said they did not take that into an account. But if you're a buyer and you go to a house and you see that the driveway is completely torn up, you're going to ask for a reduction in price to repair that driveway. And we've been trying. We want to repair the driveway, but we've had 3 quotes at this point, and they're all out of our budget thus far. So we're hoping concrete prices come down, or I don't know if that's even a pipe dream. But so that's why I think the driveway should be included. I can go over numbers 2 and 3 if you like.
Let me ask you a question. The bids you have in here, they're all separate pages, but none of them say what they're actually for. I mean, I can tell, you know, one's like for a bathroom, but it doesn't say on the sheet what it is actually for.
It should at the top. So let's see. So he put them in little tabs at the bottom. So it says bathroom 1. And bathroom 2, those are our 2 downstairs bathrooms. And then
we don't have the tabs. It may be in the file, but it's not. It didn't come through on our copied pages.
I was emailing, oh goodness, I forget the person's name, but I said there are tabs. Is that going to be a problem? And she said, no, I'll make a note of that. So there's a tab for bathroom 1 and all the things listed out, a tab for bathroom 2. And all the repairs, removing the popcorn ceiling. It says like content removal and plastic and prep, skim coat. And then it has a total at the bottom of each tab. So just the popcorn ceiling alone is $8,238.21. It goes on and on with the flooring, the driveway, the fireplace, the front doors, the closet doors. If you don't have the tabs, you can look at the top in my letter where it says Board of Equalization appeal response. I basically listed what he wrote in the tabs to make it easier to see. So can I share my screen?
Yeah, but I think this is pretty understandable. The first, you've heard looking at the bids from Merit Construction, you can tell the one is for a bathroom. It doesn't say if it's which bathroom, but it's for a bathroom. And the second one is, looks like it's for another bathroom. And then this closet doors and the front door demolition and.
Yep, exactly. It says bathroom 1, bathroom 2. And if you look at the letter, I took his bid and I laid it out right at the beginning of the letter. And I wrote the totals for each of those repairs. And then I totaled it beneath that. And I gave a final total with and without the driveway because the assessor said they didn't want to count the driveway. But in our opinion, the driveway should count based on the fact that there's nobody who would buy our house and not want this driveway fixed.
Yeah. I guess I'm not finding the page where you put it all on one sheet, but
it's the page right before the fireplace picture.
Page right before the fireplace picture. Okay.
I can share my screen. Is that okay?
No, that's okay. We've got it here. Copies of it. Looks like you put in 2. You did the worksheet that's provided by us, and then you did another, like a spreadsheet or something.
Yes, it's after that.
Okay.
Keep going.
I just looked at the worksheets.
There's a letter that says Board of Equalization Appeal Response.
Okay.
It's
yes,
the second page of that. It's the second page of that. It says in the blue where it says there the blue. Categories. There's 2 places. One is the with.
Yeah, I see him.
With the garage door or with the concrete and without.
Okay, so
I didn't get that big a number of the pages that I only added up to 57,000. 54,000.
Did you leave out the driveway?
Yeah, but she says it's on this page. She says it's without the driveway, it's 95,000.
So the 95.
No, it's more than that.
The 95 is lifting the low ceilings. That's what he wrote. He wrote that at the top of his bid, which would be in the email, and he said. Because he did replacing the popcorn ceilings, but I talked about lifting it from the 7.5 feet. And he says that was his estimate. So it's basically 95,000 to lift the ceiling up because it's a huge, huge job. So that's where that 95 comes. That's the difference, I think, between what you're coming to and then the 167 and 183.
I think I have enough information to make a decision. Have you shared the assessor's office suggested that you bring in pictures and show them your downstairs? Have you done that?
Yeah, that's in that same file that you're looking at that says Board of Appeal response. If you scroll all the way down, let me see, get to my.
No, but I'm saying, did you take it to the assessor's office? Did you specifically send them a copy of it? Or do you assume?
Yeah, I copied them, and it said to copy both the Board of Equalization and the Assessor's Office, so I put both on the email.
And you have not contacted them by phone or tried to see if they've seen it or read it, or do you know who it went to in the Assessor's Office?
I have no idea.
Yeah, because, I mean, with the Assessor's Office, you have to get in there and get a hold of them, because who knows if they ever even will look at that. You've got to take your pictures in and say, here's the... what I got from my response from the assessor's office. I'm bringing in pictures of my main floor of my home to show you that it has not been updated, because you said in the text that you assumed that it had been. Because just by sending it to them by email, I would doubt that they're even going to read it, much less make the change.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. It'd be worth a trip for you to do that.
Okay.
And they could have a record of.
Is there a way to call them and tell them, ask them to read the email? I'm immune compromised.
I mean, you can call them but I don't know if you'll even get to talk to anybody on the phone, but you can certainly try that.
Okay. That's kind of disheartening that they don't read our emails.
So what you sent as far as the BOE, they receive that more as their record so that they can say, yes, we got our copy. Right. It doesn't mean they're receiving it to process it in any way. If you call them, so you call the assessor's office, that's an umbrella department. There's a bunch of different things underneath. You want to talk to an appraiser. So if you call their phone line, there should be an option to speak with an appraiser, or you can ask through, like, asking for the operator.
Okay. Thank you.
And then you may have to find out who that person is and say, can I email you directly these pictures? Because otherwise it just goes into the round file.
Oh, wow. Okay. Good to know.
And they're mentioning that because that may help you going forward, because this won't edit your actual property file. It'll just matter for the assessed value. So on that end, that's where they can make those changes, like what quality things are.
Okay. Thank you.
So this is still important. It's just that's why it won't quite connect that way.
Okay. Now I get it. Thank you.
I don't have any further questions.
No, I don't have any other questions.
Yeah, I'm okay. Anything else you want to add?
I think everything, well, they said we can't add anything, so.
Well, verbally, you can tell us whatever you want to tell us.
Okay. It's not that I hate my house, but it smells old. So, like, if a buyer comes in, it's definitely an old house. And we really want to make updates. We just are not in the position to do that yet. So maybe one day. But if we were to sell it, we definitely wouldn't get what the assessor thinks we would.
Okay. Okay. I don't have any questions.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Do I just X out of the room or what do I do?
Yep, you're going to drop off.
Just X out.
Okay. Thank you. Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Okay. You good, Jim?
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the March 23rd, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 431 for property ID 910-45542. The property is owned by Brandon Rowe and Renee Rowe. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present at the assessor's office, but we do have Brandon Rowe present over sort of video chat for the appellant. We don't have video feed on here, but that's totally fine. Even though we can't see you, still raise your right hand, and we'll get you sworn in.
You swear or affirm that testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. So, you'll get a report from this board within 30 days, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So, unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
So I didn't have anything else to submit. I think we sent a couple of property values or sales that had taken place towards the end of 2021.
You have a fee appraisal in your eye.
Yeah. And then, yeah, we'd had an appraisal done by a, to get a refinance.
Right. Okay. Right. Okay. I have enough information.
I don't have any more questions.
I don't have any questions. That's good.
Okay, anything else you want to add?
No, thank you.
Okay, you'll hear from us within 30 days.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Okay, and then Dan, I'll have you close it.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the March 23rd, 2023 hearings at the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 432 for property ID 204-095-000. The property is owned by Salute Dragons Commodities Living Trust. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Jill Cleland present over the phone for the appellant. So I know we can't see you, but Jill, go ahead and raise your right hand and we'll get you sworn in.
Okay, there it is.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay, thank you. And thank you all for taking the time to review my property assessment appeal. I purchased this house in 2019 for $536,000, and it had been on the market for about 2 years at varying higher prices. This was an open market listing and a straightforward purchase no short sale or anything like that. The house appears to have only had this one prior owner, and there's quite a bit of deferred maintenance that I'm still trying to get through before even trying to update the house from 1980. I did have it appraised in the summer of 2020, and that was after I'd put over $25,000 into repairs of rotted siding, warped exterior doors, and some other items. And in the appeal addendum, I've included photos of the exterior deferred maintenance that still exists. The driveway is crumbling noticeably. The sidewalk is becoming unusable, which would make it very difficult to get to the lower part of the backyard. A retaining wall is almost completely gone with just clay dirt in its place. And although the prior owner did have the roof replaced, they apparently didn't have some failed sheathing replaced, and there are some noticeable dips in the roof surface. And the deck and the railing is quite rotted in a number of areas. So, to my knowledge, there's no supportable reason for the county's 41% increase in assessment value over last year's $620,000. And the most similar house I could find from 2021 sales in the area was the 19611 Northeast 232nd Avenue in Battleground. It had more bedrooms. It's a newer house. It has more bathrooms. It has more acreage, and it has a new shop and was sold for $646,000. Is there any additional information I can provide to assist you in your determination of my appeal?
I think I have enough to make a decision.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah, I've looked it over. I think I'm okay with it. Thank you.
All right. Well, once again, I thank you very much for your time.
Okay. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay, thanks. Have a great day, y'all.
Thanks. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Dan, I'll have you close it.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the March 23rd, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 437 for property ID 179440000. The property is owned by Gary W. Wilson. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we have Gary Wilson present over the phone for the appellant. I know we can't see you, but go ahead and raise your right hand, and we'll swear you in.
Okay.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this court as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
All right. Thank you. No questions. So good morning, everyone, and thank you for all that you do. I did submittal, and I thought I would just hit some of the highlighted points to give you kind of my rationale. And so I have the first one. I have like 5 pages of my stuff, and so on the first page, part of the highlight there is that the subject property itself is nearly 30 years old, but when they built it, they used a pretty low budget materials like linoleum floors and formica and just kind of more of the cheaper stuff, thin hardwood for window rails or window sills and that sort of stuff. So it kind of started off that way, and then when along the way an owner that was here lost it to the bank, and they must have, I assume it was them that went through and damaged a lot of things on their way out. There was broken tile. There's holes in walls, holes in doors, cut wires, that sort of stuff. So they intentionally left it to seems damaged. When I bought it from the bank, it was as an as-is. So that's the start of this property and the condition that it was in. On page 2 of what I've submitted, on the top of the page, there's a table there. I had an appraisal done in 2017, and at that time, the assessor's mass valuation was around 713, and the owner's of the adjusted value for that year was 430. Over the years, the assessor's valuation went up 32.42%. And just to show that my current requested value is still in line with that, it's actually slightly higher, an increase of 33.43%. So that's the primary point of that table. From there, I have exhibits that I've included. The first exhibit is that home appraisal. Granted, it's dated back to March 1st of 2017, but the value of that now is that locked into that appraisal was the improvement analysis section that went through the condition of the home, and it said in that, and I've highlighted in yellow some of these things, but, you know, there's a need for many items that need to be updated. The dwelling is all original with poor construction. It goes on and talks about some of the issues, but it finishes up saying that the overall condition and need for repair and replacement would likely impact the lender's ability to finance the home. So then also on page 7 of that report, there was a sales comparable approach, and they put the quality of construction at 4. The age, the effective age, was like 50% greater than the actual age, and then the condition of the home was poor. So that's kind of the value, I think, in that appraisal. Page 3, there I have reference to some pictures that I took, and that's going to be an exhibit. And that just kind of shows that it really hasn't changed. The thing that the pictures don't show is, you know, the behind-the-scenes things like wiring needs and water pressure issues and some of those sorts of things don't show up in the pictures like that. But another thing that I did was provide, as Exhibit 4, comparable properties. The assessor had given me comparable property list in November of 21. And then of those, the lowest value in his comparable properties, the value that I've asked for is 15% higher than his lowest value. I also include my own comparable properties as well, and I'm 30,000 higher than, or a little around 30,000 higher than the lowest comparable, or the average comparables that I had. Finally, but at the bottom of page 3, I did list out the cost secure estimates, the things that need to be fixed. And really what I based my numbers on was the cost secure side. Page 4 starts to get into the cost secure stuff. And I did that last year, and the board took my estimate and reduced it by about 25% or so. So that's what I did this year, just to give some sort of logic to my numbers. I took the cost secure and I subtracted 25% off of that again this year. I realize that your percentage might be different this year if that's, you know, your route, but it was just something of which to work from. So that's where I ended up then with my valuation number. I took my estimates. I had like two choices. You either get 14 separate bids, but I did more comprehensive, so I have 3. And so I took those, added them up, and subtracted 25%. And that's where I came up with the 573,746. So increased it just slightly because of the number I submitted in my original request. So, finally,
Did you get another bid this year?
Yeah, I went through the process again to update it.
And is this, I can't believe that they would do this every year for you. Is this a related company, or is it your company that's doing this bidding?
It's related to, but not to me, not related to me, but it's the same as last year.
Say again?
I did get a, it's the same as last year, but I did get a siding one separate from that, so it's like a third one, but I noticed on that one, they wouldn't let me use, you know, they said I couldn't use it for something like this, I don't know, proprietary or whatever, but I did put down the dollar figures and information on that, so that was a little bit different from last year.
So your total comes up to more than last year, and it means your house is worth less than it was last year.
Yeah, just the cost of, you know, increases, I guess, is where that.
Are you living in the house?
Yes, I am. Yep. So, you know, the whole, what was that?
Do you have a family living in the house?
So it's me and my one of my kids live here. So the kind of the idea behind it, when I bought it way back when, it was one of those deals where it's going to, in a couple of years, start remodeling it and bring it up to speed. What happened in a couple of years, however, was the unexpected divorce. And so that went on for, that was like a legal issue that went on for like 9 years. It just ended this past fall, officially, as far as no more court, you know, legal fees and all that. So that's why it's in the condition that it's in. It's not something that I've ever wanted to be in that situation. And then to give you an idea, too, because it's, I think, a fair question to wonder why I would still be, you know, in the situation. But, you know, just my goal now is, you know, the legal costs are behind me. So once I get back on my feet, my estimate is about 3 years from now, I'm going to start with the roof and siding and all that sort of stuff. And then following that, for probably the 2 years following that, I'm going to remodel the inside. So that's my, you know, desire to get past needing to come back to the board each year. So I do have that plan and hope to do that. That's that. The only other thing I have was on page 5, the assessor at one time mentioned the possibility of getting a functional adjustment. I'm not sure if that's what you would do or could or would do, but I did throw it down on my document in the first, just in case. I averaged the adjusted value over the years. It averaged to about 33.19% decrease. So I put that in there just for your consideration as well. And I think that's, you know, I've got exhibits that follow on this submitted document that has all the information that I've gone through. And I think that's all I have.
You have 8 acres there, is that right?
Yes.
Is that dividable?
No, it's not. It's a 5-acre thing. And the comparables that I use, I try to stick in that same ballpark of acreage.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions.
You know, I don't have any questions on it. I've looked all this stuff over, and I don't have any questions.
Okay, Lisa? Anyway.
I'm okay, yes. No questions.
Okay. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
All right. I appreciate your all the work you guys do once again.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye bye.
You even get 2 minutes. You even get 2 minutes back. So
close the hearing.